Just one moment. Please be patient with an old man. So, first of all, before we actually start learning, it's good to be back again. Last week, I was in America for a few days, and Baruch Hashem, we were zeichet to a very intense schedule of Arbot Zestoyda, which was very uplifting. I spent a wonderful Shabbos in Woodmere, and then 2 days in Princeton at a Lakewood Yarche Kala. And it was very inspiring to see 500 Balabatim come together for 2 days of a yeshiva experience. And they asked me, unlike other Yarche Kalas, to which I give a shiur and I leave, they asked me to be an active Rosh Yeshiva once again for 2 days. So I sat in the Beis Medrash and people was waiting in line to talk and learning. And it was a very uplifting and interesting experience. And tomorrow we have a new Yarche Kala of the Aguda, starting in the Ramada. Also, once again, more than 500 Balabatim are expected to take part. And it's so inspiring and heartwarming to see the love of Torah in this time and age, Baruch Hashem. And we're not dealing with Avreichim, not with Koil guys. Balabatim, each of them leaving his business, his office, his practice, doctors, lawyers, businessmen, and just to come to learn, nothing else. No trips, no visits, just an intense learning program, and Baruch Hashem, it's a schus to be part of it. So today's Shiva, it's always good to come back home, back to Eretz HaKadosh, and back to Shiurim Kavuim. Today's Shiva is dedicated to Ilui Nishmas HaChover Rabbi Yankev Ben HaChover Rabbi Yisocha HaLevi Elburg, the father of our beloved Chavrusa and friend Rabbi Yosef, who was a steady participant in this wonderful shiur. I know Rabbi Yosef Elburg for many years. I used to visit Amsterdam for 1 day a year. I used to spend the Shabbos in Antwerp, and on my way home I used to make a stopover in Amsterdam and give a few shiurim. And I remember Rabbi Yosef from those days. Many years transpired, and Baruch Hashem, today you live in Yerushalayim, Mira Kodesh, and yesterday was the Yortzeit of Rabbi Yosef's father, Shetibod L'chaim Tovim Baruchim. And as the minig was in Ashkenazi Kehillas, that Odom Nechbad had a Torah, a title HaChover, so the Torah we learn today should be Le'ili Nishmas HaChover Rabbi Yankev Ben HaChover Rabbi Socha Levi Elburg, שיהנוח בשולם המשקבוי, שדברי תאיר יהיו לעילוי נשמוסי, and should be a מלץ יושב for the entire Elburg family, lovely family. You should only know good health and נחס and הצלוחה in all your endeavors, בכל אשר תפנה תצליח. So this week's parsha we learn about the mitzvah of Yom Tov, Shvisa b'Yom Tov, ביום הראשון מקו קודש, ביום השביעי מקו קודש יהיה לכם, כל מלאכה לא יעשה בוהם. So the sugya we will be discussing today is actually a sugya that we could deal with either in Hilchas Yom Tov or in Hilchas Shabbos, because the halachas regarding the basics, the fundamentals, are basically the same. And the topic we will be discussing today is maybe the most well-known, the most dealt with, and one of the most fundamental sugyas in Hilchas Shabbos, Dovah Shem Eschav and Hemsik Reisha. And the Mesilas Yeshurim writes in the introduction to his unbelievable sefer, the Mesilas Yeshurim, Davke b'dover ha-shachiyach ma'otzi matzui behem ha-header. And those things which we are most familiar with, sometimes we know least about. And I feel the sugya of Dovah Shem Eschav is such a common sugya. Who didn't learn the sugya of Dovah Shem Eschav and Hemsik Reisha? And Afropiken, not only Mokem Henichu Lehizgadaboy, and there's still room for new thoughts and new understandings. I think the basics of the sugya are really not well known, and what we say today is very old Torah and very new Torah, I think so. So, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon have a machlokes throughout the Shas, not only in Hilchos Shabbos, but in kol halachos shebet Torah. Dov Hashem is chaven mutar, oh, awesome. Shabbos chov beis, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon have a machlokes, goyrer odom kisei mitei v'savsel. Could you drag a bench or a chair or a bed on sand? Obviously, you might be making a charitz. You might be creating a ditch. Rav Yehuda says, Dov Hashem is chaven also. Rav Shimon says he has no intention to create a ditch. He has no need for one. And therefore, well, yes, HaChoyfer Gumer is Malachas Choyrish, but it's a Dov Hashem is chaven and a Dov Hashem is chaven muta. So this sugya deals with Hilchos Shabbos. But in numerous sources in Shas, we find same machloikis, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, not only by Hilchos Shabbos. Zvochem Daf Tzadik Aleph, same machloikis regarding Kibui Eish HaMizbeach. And Shabbos Kuf Yud Aleph regarding the Isser of Sirus, Sirus Behema, which is an Isser Dioraisa. So in many sources in Shas, we find the machloikis regarding Kilei Begodim, regarding Shatnez, Moichai Ksus. Could they wear garments that are Kilei Begodim, Tzemev V'Pishtim Shatnez, when they are not Mechaven Lahanoas Levisha, in Shabbos Defei, and in other sources? So this Machloikis is relevant not only to Hilchos Shabbos, but to Kol Isurim Shebet Torah. What is the basis of this Machloikis? Interesting. Neither in Bavli nor in Yerushalmi, and I dare to say, not even in the Great Rishonim, the Great Rishonim that illuminated every line in Shas, every sugya, every svora, every page, all don't even explain on what is the basis of Reb Shimon Shitta, Dov Hashem is chaven mutar. Is there a svora? Is there a gzeres hakosev? Nowhere in Bavli or in Yerushalmi or the other sources of Chazal, not even the Rishonim, do not explain why does Reb Shimon feel Dov Hashem is chaven mutar. Pnei Yeshua, Shabbos Mem Beis Amud Aleph, suggests two different approaches, two different interpretations. One is, by Shabbos, Dov Hashem is chaven is not defined as Malachas Machsheves, and that is why Reb Shimon is Matyar Dover She'enoi Mischaven B'Shabbos. How about Kol Asurim Shebet Torah? We learn them, Kal V'Chomer M'Shabbos. Shabbos is an Issur Chomer, Koros and Mises based in, and Dov Hashem is chaven mutar. So other Isurim, we learn Kal V'Chomer M'Shabbos. That is approach number one. Approach number two, we learn Kol Asurim Shebet Torah Fin Kalayim. And where do we have a source regarding Kalayim? Yavam Es Dav Dalet, Lois Silbash, Derech Levisha, and the Gemara says, based on Lois Silbash, that is the source that Moichrei Ksus, people that are just selling garments, selling merchandise, and the easiest way to carry around 10 suits is just to wear them, just to dress them up, and not to schlep heavy luggage. So the Gemara says, Mochrei Ksus could dress up in Big Day Klayim because it's a Dov Hashem Mischaven. And the Gemara, according to the Pnei Yeshua, learns it from Loi Silbash Hanoa Sheyesh Bo Levisha. So if we have a source that Dov Hashem Mischaven is Mutar by Klayim, from Klayim we learn all other Isurei Torah. And I think both Pshatim are very far-fetched and totally unreasonable. Let's first deal with approach number two. Well, if we analyze the sugya properly, we do not learn from the posik Dov Hashem is chaven mutar. What we learn from the posik is one basic principle, that only Levisha Shiyesh Bo Hanoa is defined as Levisha. And this is a basic principle in the definition of Levisha Saklayim, similar to Macholas Asuris. Only Achila Shiyesh Bo Hanoa is defined as Achila. Only Levisha Sanoa is defined as Levisha. So why do people wear clothes? That is a very basic question, for two different reasons. Because of the elements. So if you live in the desert, you wear clothes, you shouldn't be burnt, your skin shouldn't be destroyed by the sun. So you use light clothes to give you shade and protection from the sun. If you live in northern countries, you need clothes to protect you from the cold. You wear clothes to protect you from the rain. So obviously, in the Sahara Desert, people dress up differently than the Eskimos in Alaska or in Siberia, because clothes are used, first of all, to protect those that wear clothes from the elements, and also the minimum covered that people understand it is not appropriate for people to walk around undressed. And that is what Chazal defined as hanos levisha. So if anybody wears a garment with other reasons, not to protect them from the elements or for basic dignity, human dignity, that is hanos shem levisha. That is not defined levisha. And that levisha, there is no yisrof klayim. And some Rishonim, starting off with Tosfos and Nidus Samach Aleph, say that Levisha neither would be Mechayev in Tzitzis, because then Tzitzis kedin Kalayim. Tzitzis is Toli B'Levisha as Shatnez is Toli B'Levisha. So what we learn from the Pasuk is only that Levisha is defined by Hanoes Levisha. But the reason Dovashem is Chav and Mutter is no longer Exeris HaKosev. After we know that there is no Issa ben Levisha, she'ein b'noam emele dovashem eschav and mutar, and we don't say it's a psikleisha, because it's not defined as Levisha. That is what we learn from the Pasuk in Yevom Esdav Hei. Not that dovashem eschav and mutar. So this cannot be the source. In kol ha'Torah kula, dovashem eschav and mutar. Approach number one of the Pnei Yehoshua. Shabbos, we know dovashem eschav and mutar because it's not Meleches Mosheves. Others, other Asurim, Kal V'Chomim Shabbos. I wonder. I don't remember when, but I think I said this year, Ba'asro Kodisho Hodein. Probably you will remember better than I, because I saw so many Shurim in different places, I can no longer remember what I say, where, and when. But probably, I once said a year about Malachas Machshavos, and I brought 14 different Pturim, or Halakas, that patter a person from Malachas Shabbos, and all are based on Malachas Machshavos. Not only the Hashem is Chavim, Malachas Shein Tzicha Legufo. Lo Asavida Machshavtoi. Kol HaMekalkel in Pturi. Mekalkel is Pota because it's not Malachas Machshavos. Malachas Shein in Eskiyamis is Pota because it's not Malachas Machshavos. Kelach HaYad is Pota because it's not Malachas Machshavos. So if we learn Kol HaSurim Shebetoi Rekal V'Choy Memeshavos, then we need to patter b'kol asurim shebetoyre mekalkel and malach hashen tzicha legufo and lo asavida machshavtoi and ein malachtoi miskayemes kelach hayad. No. None of these halachas apply to any other iser besides Shabbos. So it is clear as daylight. Those halachas we learn from Malachas Machshavos, we do not learn other asurim kal v'chol mim Shabbos. Nowhere do we find the Ptor of Meruch Shein Tzicha Legufo, or Mekalkel, or Ein Malachto Miskayemes, or many other halachas that we learn from Malachas Machshavos. Question number two. If Dov Hashem is Chavim B'Shabbos, and Mekol HaTorah Kula, the Heter is based on Malachas Machshavos, should have been in Issa D'Rabbanan, because all the other halachas that are Ptor, because it's not Malachas Machshavos, all of them Arosim de Rabbanon. Malach Shein Tzicha Legufo Osa de Rabbanon, Mekalkel Osa de Rabbanon, Ein Malach Miskayemes Osa de Rabbanon. And this is one of the most simple assumptions in Hilchos Shabbos. Leis Man de Palig. It's not even Tori B'Machloikis. All the halachas that are Poto B'Shabbos, because it's not Malachas Machshavos, are Poto Menatoira, Osor Mede Rabbanon. Dov Hashem Eschaven is Muta Lechatchila. So the heter of Dov Hashem Eschaven cannot be based on Malachas Machshavos. So we have two gevaldig kashas. Number one, we don't learn Kal V'Chomer, other Isurim from Shabbos, by any of the other dinim based on Malachas Machshavos. Why only Dov Hashem Eschaven? Number two, if the sole Ptur would be Malachas Machshavos, it would have been an Issa D'Rabbanan. Number three, we find the concept of Dov Hashem Eschaven not only by Yesurim, also by Mitzvah Saseh. המסעסק לא יוציא ידי חויבוסוי. השומע מן המסעסק לא יוציא ידי חויבוסוי. If it's a קל וחומר משבס, that is לפטור. But how could we learn from הלכס מחשבס that by mitzvah to say לא יוציא ידי חויבוסוי? הלכס מחשבס is a concept in איסורי שבס. What does it have to do with mitzvahs asay? And the concept of Duv Hashem Mitzchaven applies to mitzvahs asay as well. And a very basic argument. Shabbos is unique because Shabbos is iska shel maleches ha-mishkan. Maleches mechsheves is not written in the Torah regarding Shabbos. It is written in the context of maleches ha-mishkan. Shabbos we learn from Maleches HaMishkan. And this is a din which is unique to Maleches Shabbos. What does that have to do with the Kal V'Chomer? It's a unique Hagdorah in Hilchos Shabbos. So Shabbos has many special halachas. What does it have to do with the Kal V'Chomer? Nowhere do we find that we learn if Shabbos there's a din Maleches HaShabbos, Kal V'Chomer elsewhere? No. Maleches Shabbos is unique. And Maleches Shabbos are derived from Maleches HaMishkan, and therefore they need to be similar to Maleches HaMishkan. So this is not a proper Kal V'Chomer. Right. No. Misasik, regarding Mitzvah Saseh, means Dova She'ein Mischaven. Yes. Regarding Shabbos, it's a different halacha. But in many, many sugyas and shas, sometimes the same terminology, the same term, means different things. Misasik b'Shabbos is different. Kuli alma moedish misasik poter menachatos lebekivega chuvas lebekivega kamo simen ches argues. Misasik is it is a diurais. It's only a ptor from chatos. Others reject lebekivega and they say no. It's not only a ptor of chatos. It's not an Isidioraisa. So misasik regarding chatos, not regarding Shabbos, but regarding chiyuv chatos is a different concept. Misasik b'Shabbos is dovashay mischaven. But misasik in general, misasik potam and achatos is a different concept. But misasik by kiyuv mitzvah sasei is the normal dovashayin mischaven, which is called misasik by kiyuv mitzvah sasei. So if a person eats matzah and he had no intention of being yoytzi a day matzah, that's the shayla of mitzvah sichas kavona. But if he isn't aware that he's eating matzah, that is dova she'ein mischaven. So therefore, I find both interpretations, both approaches of the Pnei Yeshua extremely unreasonable. Ofer anitachas kapas raglov, aval kachi darko shol toira, ze boine vezeh soiso, hadruku shel aduchte. So one of the basic fundamentals I teach my Talmidim is, if there's a very well-known halacha that Chazal deal with throughout the Shas and many sources, neither the Gemara, Bavli, Yerushalmi, nor any of the Rishonim explain the halacha. The only understanding can be, it was so poshut that they saw no reason to explain. Otherwise, why don't they explain this halacha? It's not if a shtipte gemora somewhere in Zvochim and in Seder Kotchim there are very few Rishonim. It's almost in every Masechta. It's one of the best known and learned sugyas and shas, Dova She'ein Mischaven. It appears in so many different sources. So why don't we know what's the ptur of Dova She'ein Mischaven? So the only explanation would be, it was so simple that didn't occur to Chazal that this must need explanation. Didn't even occur to the Rishonim. I just want to quote one source, because, you know, Bekiyas is an important thing. In Nozir Daf Yutes, Rav Kahana and Rav Asa were Talmidim of Rav, and in a certain halacha, in Dina Naziris, Rav Kahana and Rav Asa turn to Rav, and they're baffled, and they say, why didn't you explain to us this halacha? And Rav says, I thought you're smart enough. I didn't know I need to explain this. You know, it didn't occur to me that I need to explain this. So why don't Chazal, and the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ran, and Rashi and Tosis, why does nobody explain Why do the Shemes have and his mutter? So I don't want an explanation which is based on a Kal V'Chomer and Malachas Machsheves or a Drosh of Enkelayim. If the Pnei Yeshua would be right, why would it wait till the Pnei Yeshua? That's not reasonable. Why would it wait 1,500 years from Chazal to the Pnei Yeshua? Somebody should do us a favor and explain this. So I think the explanation must be a very fundamental and simple one. And before I even suggest my understanding, I want to use a Jewish custom and ask another shaila. It's actually the same question in a different sugya. Machlokes Amiro in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Ches. Anam Psochem Kuf Tezavov. Anam Brochus Yud Beis. Anam Brochus Yud Gimel. And at the end of Rosh Hashanah, and many sources in Yerushalmi, the Machlokes Amiro Mitzvah Sichas Kavona or Mitzvah Sein Sichas Kavona. Once again, I wonder the same. Neither in Bavli nor in Yerushalmi. Not one of the Rishonim explain how do we know mitzvah sliches kavona? What is the source? The Chayodim says, la'ovdoi b'chol avavchem. No, that's a mistake. It's based on a Ramban. But the Ramban says something else. The Rambam says, mitzvahs asei hei in sefer ha-mitzvahs. And once again, the very first halacha in Hilchos Tefillah. Mitzvah sasei shel Torah sheyispal al odom b'chol yoyim, sheneema al ovde b'chol avavchem. Eiz avoyde shubalev zu tfilo. The Rambam quotes the Gemara and Tanas the Beis Medav. The earlier source is in Torah's Koyanim. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam says tfilo is a mitzvah derabbanan. So how does the Ramban explain La'avde b'chol avavchem? La'avde b'chol avavchem is a general mitzvah that applies to all the taryag, that all our avoides ukeil, and all the mitzvahs we perform should be l'shem shumayim, b'kavona zako v'tohero. And that is the precept, the commandment, La'avde b'chol avavchem. So the Rambam, based on Tanas Dav Beis, understands Le'avde B'chol Avavchem is one out of Taryag. Eiz Avoyde Shebrev Zu Tfilo. The Ramban says no. It is a Gemara, but that Gemara is not a Maskon. It's not halachic ruling. It's not accepted halacha. Tfilas de Rabbanon. Le'avde B'chol Avavchem is one of the general mitzvahs. It applies to the entire realm of Avoyde Selukim. We should serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. B'tchilu urechimu l'shma shleimes ha-kavona. So the Chayodim says that's the source for mitzvah sichas kavona. No, that's a misunderstanding. Kuli al memoidem, whether mitzvah sichas kavona or mitzvah sein sichas kavona, that lechatchila we should serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'tchilu urechimu ba'avu v'yiru l'shem shemayim without any pnias, without any other motives, lo lehiz gadel v'lo l'shem kovet, bilti l'shem levadai, that's beyond doubt. That's beyond machloikis. The machloikis with a mitzvah sichas kavona, mitzvah sein sichas kavona, is light years away from shleimus hakavona. The machloikis is when a person was tekeya b'shoif or l'shem shir, he had no intention, no awareness that he's doing a mitzvah. That's the machloikis. That has nothing to do with li'avdei b'chol avavchem. So he asked once again, so what is the source that mitzvah sichas kavona? So I offer one explanation that covers both sugyas, not because they're one and the same. Two different sugyas. They have nothing to do one with the other. Mitzvah sichas kavona is a machlokes amiroim. Dov Hashem eschaven is a machlokes tanoim. Mitzvah sichas kavona deals with the concept of kavonas ha-mitzvah. Dov Hashem Eschaven deals with the concept of Kavonas HaMaisa. The equivalent by Lotasa to Mitzvah Sichas Kavona would be the concepts of Shoigig and Mezid, not Dov Hashem Eschaven and Dov Hashem Eschaven. Shoigig and Mezid would be the other side of the coin of Mitzvah Sichas Kavona. Mitzvah Sichas Kavona is when a person has full intention to do a Maisa, he has no intention of performing a mitzvah. That would be the equivalent of a dover hamischaven. But he has no intention to do an aveira. He has kavonas amaisa. He doesn't have kavonas achet. So the equivalent to mitzvah sichas kavona by lota asa would be shoygig and mezid. Not dover ha-mischavim ve-dover she-mischavim. So we're dealing with two different concepts. Machloikis tanoim regarding dover she-mischavim, when there's a lack in kavonas ha-maisa. Machloikis ha-meron, mitzvah sichas kavona, when there's a lack in kavonas ha-mitzvah. Not the same, but I find a common denominator. Reb Shimon Svirelei, Reb Shimon maintains Dove Shem Eschavin Muto, the way Reb Shimon understands the nature of Maaseh HaOdom. What sets us apart? Why are human beings different than all the other creatures roaming this planet? What sets humans apart from Chayes ha-soda, behemes ha-yar, oif ha-shomayim, v'digei ha-yam. Only his mind and his intelligence. And therefore, Reb Shimon argues, what people do with no intention is not defined as maaseh ha-odom. There is no hisyachsus between the result and the person that brought about the result if he had no intention to achieve that result. And that is in the very nature of Maaseh HaOdom. So Reb Shimon's Shitta is not based on Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, nor on Gezeirah Sakosov, nor on a brown-gray, groundbreaking Savora. It's Reb Shimon's understanding what defines human beings and what defines the deeds and actions of people. It is only their intelligence. And only people Soif Masa B'machshov Tchila. Only people figure out and have a reason to do everything they do. Animals act upon instincts, not upon intelligent thoughts or plans. What sets us apart from all the other creatures roaming the world is our minds and our intelligence. And therefore, Reb Shimon maintains, Dov Hashem Eschavin, Einoi Misyaches La'odah. And this Savora was so simple in the eyes of Chazal and Dereshoinim, like Rav responds in Nozi Daf Yutes to his Talmidim, I wasn't aware that I need to explain this. Because it's not a Savora Mechudeshes, it's not a Gzeas HaKosev, it's not Yud Gimel Midish HaTorah Nedreshes Bem, neither is it a Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. It's a fundamental understanding of the nature of Maaseh HaOdom. And that is the Shitta of Reb Shimon. Beim Bemitzvos Aseh, Beim Bemitzvos Lo Ta'aseh. If a person does something without intention, it is as if it just happened, and he bears no responsibility. It's not defined as Maaseh HaOdom. So this Svara.
What would be the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda then?
Oh. So I am always happy when I explain a Chiddush so well that people ask me, so how could we understand differently? That means that we did a good job. I think Rabbi Yehuda disputes this very Svara, because it is a Chiddush. After all, it is a Chiddush. So Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon, their machloikis is based on the basic definition of Maaseh HaOdom. And Rabbi Yehuda says, a person bears responsibility on everything he does, intentionally or unintentionally. Even if Shimon is moid, at least in one area, Odom Ud Li'olam, Bein Shoigig Bein Mezid, Bedina Nezikin, there's no Ptur of Duv Hashem Eschavin. Why? Because you need to be especially careful when damaging others and causing harm to others. You can't say, Duv Hashem Eschavin, I didn't mean it. You have to go out of your way and being careful. So we do see that even according to the Shimon, at least in one area, Odom Ud Li'olam, Bein Shoigig Bein Mezid. When you cause loss or damage or harm to other people, you'll be responsibility. So this is the very machloikis Rabbi Yehuda v'Reb Shimon, how we define Maaseh HaOdom. And in a similar way, pshitali, similar but not the same, but fundamentally similar, that's the machloikis HaMeror, and mitzvah sichas kavona lo. How do we define mitzvahs? What makes a mitzvah a mitzvah? What sets it apart from Maasim Shel Rishus? So some Amiroim feel, only intention. If you had no intention to perform a mitzvah, you had no awareness that it's a mitzvah, then it's not a mitzvah. It's a ma'aseh shel rishus. If you blow a shofar, and you had no intention of performing mitzvah shofar, you just like the music, or you're practicing, then that is not mitzvah shofar. What defines a mitzvah as a mitzvah is only kavana. Others feel no, no. If it's a zman chiyuv and you perform the mitzvah, whether you intended to perform a mitzvah or not, the mitzvah is a mitzvah in its essence. Tkiyah shofar is tkiyah shofar. In my opinion, hatokeh l'shiur yotzi dechavosoi, but he will get zero schar mitzvah. And after Me'ev Esrim, he's standing up there in the Day of Judgment, and suddenly he hears, Rosh Hashanah Tovshi and I in Zion, you have an Aveda of Tkiyah Shofar. And he raises his hand and he says, just objection, objection. Did you say an Aveda of Tkiyah Shofar or a mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar? And they say, you have the Aveda of Tkiyah Shofar. Just a moment, was I Yoitza or not? You were Yoitza, but you're going to get punished. How could that be? Because you were a Tekei L'Shir. According to the Mandom and Mitzvahs, Ein Sichas Kavuna, you were Yoitza, but you were Oivra and Mashmiya Koil. That's a Shavuos. It's a Shavuos. You can't play music on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's a Shavuos. So you're going to be punished for the Shavuos, because he was a Tekei L'Shir. He was Yoitza Yedei Shofar, according to the Mandom and Mitzvahs, Ein Sichas Kavuna. But this, does he expect to be rewarded? Rewarded for what? You did an Aveda, it's a Shavuos. It's an Issa of Hashemua's Koil. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards Oivdei Elohim. There is a Metzias that a person is Yotzei Dechoiva, but he gets zero Sechar. Why would he get Sechar if he had no intention of doing a Mitzvah? So Mitzvah Sein Sichas Kavon has nothing to do with Lo'ovdei B'chol Avavchem, with Lo'ovdei B'chol Avavchem of the Ramban. Lo'ovdei B'chol Avavchem means Dechilu Urechimu, and a havo v'yir and dveikas and a kodesh boch and shleimus a kavon and shleimus a maisa. That's not mitzvah sichas kavon. So what I mean to say is, that's the reason neither Shas nor the Rishonim explain why mitzvah sichas kavon. It is based on a fundamental understanding on the nature of mitzvahs. What makes a mitzvah a mitzvah? That is the machlokes amirun. Similar to the way I understand Machlokes Tanurim regarding Dovo She'ein Mischaven. And obviously, these most fundamental of Svoras were Poshet B'yeni Chazal, B'yeni Arishoinim, and therefore they didn't even see a reason to explain.
Sometimes Kavanah can spoil the Maaseh Mitzvah in Maaseh Korbanot. If you've got the wrong Machshava.
Okay, that is a Din Miyuchid in Psul. Machshava bekachem, yes. Chatos l'shem shlomim, posel. Shlomim shlam chatos, kosher loy olo, lo yotzi yedei chayvos. Loy olo lebalem l'shem chayvos. But that is unique by karbonis in which there is a psul machshava, psul shelo lishma.
But it supports this thesis in a sense,
or a degree. Maybe in a sense. So, am I the first that came up with this idea? You know, I said about the Pnei Yeshua, if he would be right, why did it wait 1,500 years? Someone would turn to me and say, if you're right, why did it wait 1,800 years? And that's even a better question. To which I say, I don't really know. I don't really want. Maybe it waited so long because in previous generations, we were smart enough to figure it out ourselves. And we've become so dumb that somebody has to stand up and explain it. So, the way I see it, yes, this photo was poshut. And there was no need to explain it. And that is what these two most fundamental sugyas have in common. Because Dov Hashem Mischamer, like Mitzvah Sichas Kavona, are in many sources in Shas, many sources in Shas. So it really would be a wonder These sugyas are so common, why doesn't anybody explain their fundamentals? So, kach melani zati. So the Maharal, and the Maharal, not in his very few Sifrei Halacha, but in Teferes Esur, Perek Mem Aleph, and the Maharal is a very unique style. Those that are booky and Teferes Maharal know. So the Maharal, Teferes Esur, Perek Mem Aleph, says what I say in his style, which is very different than our Lamedes Shvach. Chazonish Or Chaim, Simenun, Ot Aleph. In his style, which is also very unique, the Chazonish writes, Dov Hashem Yischaven, Ein Zeh Maseh HaOdom. It's not defined as Maseh HaOdom. Rabbi Yosef Engel, Asven Diuraisa, I think it's Simachov Dalet. And Rabbi Yosef Engel is always amazing with his Bekiyas and the way he interprets Gemara and Rashi. Many Gedolis will be Bukhi B'Shas, but Rabbi Yosef Engel plays around with Shas in an amazing way. And it's not only Bekiyas, it goes far beyond Bekiyas. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has an interesting comment. There's a story told in Yevamos Tzadik Vav Amid Beis. Beis HaKnesset Shevet Tveria, Gedol HaChachomim argued in learning, they were so animated and so engaged. And Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was taken aback. And he said, Tameani imloye hamukamaze bayis avoidazora. Vekachavi. But the Gemara says, Achikoru seifetore bachamoson. Koru salkedatoch? Could it be? Elo Ema ad shenikra Sefer Torah b'chamoson. Not koru, but nikra. What's the difference? Tosis writes, koru mashme b'chavona. It's inconceivable that Gedolei HaTanoim intended to rip a Sefer Torah to shreds. Cannot be. So the Gemara says, koru salkedatoch, elo Ad Shenikra. What does Nikra mean? So who tore it? You know, the kids were left alone 15 minutes at home, and the mother comes back from the makalat, 10 glasses are broken on the floor, and 5 bottles. So the mother asks, who did it? And they say, the kids say, it happened, it fell. What? The glasses jumped off the cabinets, and the bottles left the refrigerator. Who did it? He says, nobody. Nikra Sefer Torah b'chamosan. Who did it? Obviously, someone did it. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, here we see the essence of Dov Hashem Yischaven. Koru mashma b'chavona. If it was shaloi b'chavona, then it's nikra. It's nikra. As it happened by itself. It's not Mesiachas L'odom. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, he challenges me. You say there's no source in Shas in the Sugya of Dov Hashem Yischaven? There is. Toises in Yevamos Tzadik Vav Amid Beis. Well, it's not much of a Sugya. It's just a story. But Rabbi Yosef Engel says, this is what Toises says. What does Toises say? The Gemara says, Karu Salkadatoch? Impossible. With Tanurim Tira Sefer Torah? Nikra. Nikra means Shaloi Bekavona. So we see that anything people do without intention, shaloi bekavona, is as if it happened. It's not their making. It's not of their making. It happened. So that is the essence in the sugya of Dova She'ein Mischaven. And then Abai v'Rava come along and Abai v'Rava say, Dova She'ein Mischaven mutar, however, psik reisha, moide reb shemebi psik reisha shechayev. So psik reisha negates the concept of Dov Hashem Yischaven. So why is psik reisha chayiv? Two different approaches. One is, if it's a psik reisha, we assume probably he did have kavana. He knows what the result will be. So it's unreasonable to say he had no kavana. That is Toises in Yom Lamed Hei Omed Aleph, explaining why psik reisha is chayev. Psik reisha means person has no intention, but the result is inevitable. Nigzar merosh. It's inevitable. It must come to be by pure science, by nature. It must come to be. So psikleish is a mushal. You chop off one's head, whether a person or an animal, and you say, I had no intention to kill him. You had intention to sever his head, to cut off his head, but you didn't want to kill him. That doesn't go. That's not a valid argument. And that is the mushal Chazal used by psikleish. If the result is inevitable, it's known in advance, then there is no ptuah of Dov Hashem's Chavan. And why not? So Tois in Yom HaLamed Hei, we find the same Svora Rosh, Perek Tet Zayin, Mesechet Shabbos, Siman Ches, Anan Sahadi, that they did have intention. But the Rosh says that Svora in Shittas HaOruch, Psik Reishe Delo Nichalei Mutar. Why? Because if he has no benefit out of the result, then it's not relevant that the result is inevitable, but he doesn't need it. He has no use of it, no benefit. So the reasoning of Dov Hashem Eschavan is still intact, still relevant. Well, the result is inevitable, but he has no benefit out of the result. He has no need, no use, so why would it make a difference? But Tosfos rejects the Oruch. And Tosfos says, even if psikreish de no nichale is also. So Tosfos has a different approach explaining psikreish. And this is also a chiddush that I don't think anybody wrote before I published the Minchas Osho on Shabbos and Psochim. The other understanding would be that there is not only one element that defines Maaseh HaOdam. It is either Kavona or Korach. Whenever a person has intention to do A, and B is inevitable, A and B are as if the same. He didn't have intention for B, but he did intend to perform A. And if B is inevitable, then A and B are one and the same. And we do not detach one from the other. So another element that gives tokef and relevance and validity to Maaseh HaOdam is inevitability, is Korach. And therefore, psikleish is also melatoira, whether it's nichale or lo nichale. That would be the second approach. My kavon originally was to focus today on the machloikis psikreisha be'isra derabbonon. And what I said up to this point, according to my original plan, was just intended to be an introduction. But Baruch Hashem, I think I got into it, and I think it's an important introduction. So let's just briefly mention a major machloikis of poiskim lahalocha. Whether psik reish is osur by yisurim derabbonon or only by the oraisim. So the Magen Avraham in Shin Yudalet brings the Trumas Adeshen. Trumas Adeshen, Simen Samech Dalet, based on the Mordechai Mesechet Shabbos Shin Ayin Hey. Trumas Adeshen writes, psik reish is osur only by a malocha di oraisim, not by any shavus. Or Issa Derabbanon. Magen Avraham rejects the Trumas Adeshen. Shin Yudalad Siv Kotten Hei. Most Achronim support the Magen Avraham. Chasam Soifi Yoredei Kuf Mem, Mishneh Brura Shin Yudalad Siv Kotten Yud. Some Achronim paskin in accordance to Trumas Adeshen. Rabbi Yitzhak Elchanan was one of the greatest poskim in Litta 100 years ago. Always amazes me because he's a very independent poisik. All the others wouldn't be doich the Magen Avraham. But the Yitzhak Elchanan always speaks his mind. And in Be'er Yitzchok Simen Tezvav, he paskins that the Trumas Adeshen is right. Against the Magen Avraham, against all the Achroinim that accept the ruling of the Magen Avraham. in Be'er Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, Simen Tez Vav. Most of the Achroinim paskin in accordance to the Magen Avraham. Psik Reish is also Bein B'di Uraisa, Bein B'di Rabbanan. However, some Achroinim argue that the Rambam is a Raya to the Tumas Adesha. And they refer to two different halachas in Rambam, two different sugyas. Sukkah Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara says that a hodos that has more grapes than leaves is a hodos posel. So you've probably seen many adasim. When you buy them wrapped up and with all kinds of achshedim, they no longer have anovim. But if you ever saw a tree of hadasim, hadasim bear fruit. The fruit is not edible, has no proper taste, but they look like very tiny little grapes. Hayu anavav merubin ma'alav posel ve'imiyato kosher. You could just pluck off those grapes, and then the hodas once again is a hodas kosher. But you need to do it before Yom Tov. You can't do it on Yom Tov. Why can't you do it on Yom Tov? Because it's tikkun mona. It's a iser derabbanan of makeh bepatish. Because you're taking a hodas posel and you're transforming it into a hodas kosher, and that is tikkun mona, which is an iser derabbanan, a shivus of makeh bepatish. And therefore you need to do it before Yom Tov. However, the Gemara says, if you do it on Yom Tov, it is permissible be'islei hoishana achrit. If you have other kosher hadasim, then tzedav Hashem is chavin. It's not defined as a psikreisha because I have enough hadasim. I don't need this one. And therefore, there is no din of psikreisha. When the Rambam brings this halacha, the Rambam omits the maskon of the Gemara be'islei hoishana achrit. And the Rambam writes, you cannot pluck off those grapes al menat lachshir et ha'hodos. Aval em likton la'achile, if a person plucked off those grapes to eat them. And that fruit doesn't appeal to many, but it appeals to him. He was hungry, and he plucked off that fruit for his consumption. Then the hodos is a hodos kosher. The Rambam disregards what the Gemara says, is le'eshan achrito. Some achroinim, including the Svasemis on the spot, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan and Be'er Yitzchak that I quoted before, Simen Tes Vav, Yeshuas Yankiv, Simen Tov Reish Mem Vav, they say that Rambam maintains Psik Reish Be'en Yisrael Derbonen is Mutar, and therefore there is no need Be'islei Hoishan Achrita. It is a Psik Reish, but it's only an Yisrael Derbonen.
When you go on the street and the lights go on the Shabbos,
well, if you know in advance that if you cross this line, you're going to be putting on the lights, that would be a psikreisha.
You don't need it.
So it would be a psikreisha de lo nichalei. According to the Aruch, it would be mutter, but most Rishonim maintain that it's an isser. So I don't want to go into the halacha lemaaseh because this is a very burning issue in many places in the world, when you cannot avoid it. So if you live in Yerushalayim or in Bnei Barak or in New York, you don't have this problem. But from Jews live in the entire world today, and I get these shailas almost on a daily basis. Person lives somewhere really out there in Monaco or in Copenhagen or in Santiago, Chile, or in Montevideo, wherever it is. And he lives in a house, and the neighbors have a motion-activated lighting system. And he can't go into the house without having lights turned on. What should he do? So, b'shas adchak, this is a situation we have to deal with, and it's not really in the context of today's shiur to get into this, but that is a good question. It's a dov Hashem ischavin, but it's a psikreisha, and it's a psikreisha denichalei, because after all, in the middle of the week, he's happy to have that system. It's more pleasant to walk up the stairs when you have sufficient light and not walk up the stairs in the dark.
If there's another light, which is fixed.
Yes, if there is additional lighting, then maybe it would be defined as a psikreisha de lo nichalei. A psikreisha de lo nichalei is not more than an iser derabbanan. So, It depends how we define electricity and whether just walking into a room would be defined as kalachiyad or not kalachiyad. This question has many aspects that don't fit into the context of today's shiur. So anyway, this is a major machloikis regarding psik reisha b'nisa d'rabbonin. The Mogen Avraham and the vast majority of achronim maintain that psik reisha is also b'nisa d'rabbonin. Some achronim support the opinion of the Tumas Adeshin, who proves his point from the Mordechai, and we find the same in the Meiri, Shabbos Choftes and Shabbos Mem Alef, twice in the Meiri. So it's not a das yochid, the psik reisha b'nisa would be muta, and that is also the psak of the Be'er Yitzchok. Psuk reisha betrei the Rabbonon, the Mishnah Berura is Meikel, Sharatzion, Shinta Zayin, Sifkun Yud Ches, Chazonish, Samech Alef. Alef says, there is no source in the Rishonim to differentiate between Chad Rabbonon and Trei the Rabbonon. So the Chazonish asks psik reisha even by Trei the Rabbonon, while the Mishnah Berura in Shinta Zayin and Sharatzion is Meikel by Trei the Rabbonon. The Prima Godem is Matya, psik reisha be'isa de rabbonon, psik reisha de lo nichalei. That is a chiddush that we find in Prima Godem. Also in his Sefer Rosh Yosef, he has a Sefer HaMesechet Shabbos, Samech Vav Amid Aleph, Mishbet Seisov, Simen Shin Aleph, Sivkot Yud Beis, and this svar is already found in Tosfos Shabbos, Kuv Gimel Amud Aleph. There is more room for leniency. So in many questions, burning questions, especially b'shas adchak, yesh mokam lahokal, psikreishe b'derabonon, either by loy nichalei or by trei derabonon, there is room for leniency. So today we dealt with one of the most fundamental and yesodistic sugyas in Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Yom Tov. But Parshas Boy, I think every year I come back to the very, very important and fundamental Ramban. And my Talmidim, most of them, could quote this Ramban by heart because they heard it so many times. And the Rambam at the end of today's Parsha, at the end of Parshas Boy, the Ramban explains, why do I have so many mitzvahs that are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim? And why is it so important to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim? Once a year, we have a mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, and each and every day, twice a day, Shachas V'Arvis, we have a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Ramban explains, Min HaNisim HaGadoylem V'HaMefursomim Od HaMoide B'Nisim HaNestorim Shehem Yesod Kol HaToyra Kulo She'ein Lanu Chelik B'Toyres Moshe Ad Sheneida Shekol Dvoreinu V'Mekreinu Em Nisim Ein behem teva v'minhagoy shel olam. So the Ramban explains the reason we have so many misses that essentially are zeichel yetzias Mitzrayim, and the reason we have a mitzvah each and every day, twice a day, together with Kriya Shema of Shechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, is because this is so important. And why is it so important? Min HaNisim HaGedoylem V'HaMefursomim Od HaMoide B'Nisim HaNestorim The concealed miracles Shehem Yesod Kol HaToyra Kulo She'ein Lanu Chelik B'Toyres Moshe Ad Sheneida She'kol Dvoreinu V'Mekreinu Em Nisim Ein Be'em Teva V'Menhogo Shel Olam. And after close examination of the Ramban, I think there are two different interpretations, and maybe the Ramban means them both. One refers to the nature of miracles. So, that is human nature. We are impressed by the uncommon, the extraordinary, the outstanding. Tardemes Hahergel is one of the most powerful influences on the human mind and the human heart. But when we experience the unusual, the unexpected, the outstanding, we are impressed and we are moved. But in essence, everything is Ritzon Hashem. And we need to appreciate the Nisim HaNestorim, the everyday miracles, not the outstanding ones, not the miraculous ones, the unmiraculous miracles, which is nature. Nature is the greatest miracle of them all. But there are laws of nature. Of course there are laws in nature, but who makes them work and who put them into place and who activates them, who keeps them going? It is only Ritzon Hashem. The difference between miracles and nature are miracles are short-lived, outstanding, uncommon. Nature is ongoing, but it is the greatest of miracles because Teva and whatever is Lamala Mina Teva, physics and metaphysics, everything is Ritzonei HaPoshet Yisborach Shemoi. And as I said on many opportunities, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create 1,000 worlds, 1,000 universes, or a million, or a billion, and each and every one of them would have a different set of laws of nature. And the physics defining one universe would be different than the physics defining another. And the same to chemistry, and to astronomy, and to thermodynamics, and electromagnetics, and all the rest, biology, zoology. Kodesh Baruch would create a million worlds, and each would have a different set of physical laws, of natural laws. He could create a million worlds that will have no laws whatsoever, and they will be spontaneous, with no pattern, and no fixed system. Everything is B'yad Hashem. So yes, we experience nature, and we become complacent, and we're no longer impressed, even though we should be. So the tachlis of the nisim hagadolim v'mefasonim is to make us aware of the nisim hanistorim she'em yesod kol ha'toyim. But I think that Ramban is also referring to the laws of history and our story. And we need to be aware that whatever happens to our people, called Dvoreinu v'mekreinu, everything that transpires in the story of our people, our story is Hashgacha Pratis, and it is miraculous. For our mere existence is a miracle, and maybe the greatest miracle of them all. By the course of human nature, by the course of human history, the Jews should have been a few pages in history books, somewhere between the Roman Empire and the Trojans, or the ancient Greeks. There should be three pages about an ancient people that claimed to be descendants of the patriarchs. That's what they claimed, and they called themselves the Jews. And some brief notes about the Jews, and like the Roman Empire, like the ancient Greeks, like the Trojans and many others, they had their moment of glory under the sun, and then they sank into oblivion, like all the others. But we're around against all odds. Against all odds. Unprecedented in history.
Thriving.
And we're not only around. We're doing quite well. We're doing quite well against all odds. And that's a miracle. And my Rebbe, the Kloyzer Maggid Rebbe, used to very often quote of Yaakov Emden. And Yaakov Emden, one of the greatest of Gedolim 300 years ago, writes into Agdom of his Siddur Beis Yaakov, the Emden Siddur, Chai Roishi. Chai Roishi is an expression of Shavua. He says, Kasher ani mizboinen b'kiu miklal Yisrael begolus, se achaz bein shivim se evim, godol hanes hazeh be'einai mekol hanisim shenasu labuseinu b'mitzrayim al hayamu b'yeretz Yisrael. He says, the mere fact we're still around is a greater ness than Aseres HaMakas and Kriyas Yamsef and Mamed Har Sinai. Godel HaNes HaZeh Be'enai Mekol HaNisim Shenasu L'Avoseinu B'Mitzrayim Al HaYam U'B'Yeretz Yisrael. If Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote that line 300 years ago, what would he say today, I wonder, after the past 300 years? How many trials and tribulations and sorrows did we endure this past 300 years, and we prevailed. Tests to the fabric of our Ruchnistic lives. Reform, Haskalah, emancipation, so many historic movements, each and every one of them threatening to bring our house down. And we prevailed. We prevailed against all odds. And then the most terrible of tragedies that befell our people since Bries Oilem, which was the Holocaust. Probably in the magnitude of tragedy. Yes, in the Holocaust we didn't lose the Beis HaMikdash, which we lost in Chorban Bayis Rishon and Chorban Bayis Sheni. But just the magnitude of tragedy and loss and bloodshed, I think the Holocaust was the greatest human tragedy since Bries Oilem. And 75 years ago, no one thought that this is the way we'll look 75 years later. And I know it because I am the son of survivors. My father, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, passed away 2 years ago, and my mother is with us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should sustain her health ad Bias Goyel Tzedek. And I'm a Talmud of one of the greatest survivors of our day and age, of the Kloisenberg Rebbe. Nobody would believe if you would tell them 75 years ago that we will be thriving and growing in numbers and in dedication and as a soul and through the entire Jewish world. So what would Rabbi Yaakov Emden write today? I think he would write, God l'anes hazeh mebriyas shamayim v'aretz. What else could one write? What else could one write? Nothing could be greater than Bries Shamayim V'aretz. He would write, Godel HaNes HaZeh, Kamo Bries Shamayim V'aretz. I don't know what he would write. But this is a miracle. So when we observe the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the miraculous salvation of our people, we need to appreciate the miracle of our existence today. And those Chasdei Shamayim that brought us out of Eretz Mitzrayim, they've been with us to sustain us, to keep us going, to salvage us. Goylo achar goylo, goylo v'suro, and we're still around, and we're doing just well, just fine. So the Ramban says, that is why we need to remember the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ki ma'amin anisim ha'gedoylem v'ha'mefersodim. Everything that transpires and happens to us, and this is obviously extremely important. We should once again be zoicha to Nisim and Afloys. And we should be zoicha to Bias Goel Tzedek and Binyan Beis HaMikdash Memheiro V'Yomeinu Omeinu.